Marty.
Yes, Senator. Heavenly Father, we lift up our troops in the Middle East. God, I ask your divine protection over them. Lord, this war comes to a quick end. Thank you for the many blessings today, Lord, and be of the commissioners and the judge, God, as they make wise decisions for our county. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the city of Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right, well, we will get started this good rainy day. Hope everybody had boats and swims and all the kind of things you needed to get in today. The item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda. For consideration, each person addressed the court may be limited 3 minutes as usual, unless it is a factual statement about the agenda item. We cannot speak back to it. So, anyone from the audience wishes to address the court today? Okay. If not, Commissioner?
No, I've got limited words today, so.
Well, I don't want to mess that up. Me too.
I'm above water.
There you go.
I'm good.
I am good as well. So we will move on to item number two, which is acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for July 7th, 2026. Penny, you're up.
From the general fund, $8,030.52. An adult probation, $747.11. For a total payment of $8,777.63.
Moved acceptance of the record.
One.
Second.
Second. About two. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number three. Discussion and possible action regarding payment of July 14th, 2026 bills approved by the auditor as protested listings and also specifically as follows. There are several of them. I'm not going to read them all. I'll let y'all go over them, but I do want to make a point on item D. Item E, which is the for two vehicles, the serial numbers were VIN numbers sent wrong, so we're pulling those back until we get them correct. Then those won't be on there, and that will change the totals when she gives us those totals. But everything else is still good. So if you have any other questions about anything else other than those, and they'll be on another agenda.
The Tahoe's expensive.
That's all.
Out. Those are different than the sheriff's department. Are those rigged out, or do we have to pay them? Is there more?
We provided the radio.
Yeah, we pulled them out of other ones.
Mm-hmm. And a couple things.
Yeah, some of the stuff came from the vehicles that were at the transfer over.
Will there be more labor charges to do that, or is that a step fee?
The price is fine, but some of the paperwork was
the
not.
Wasn't
matching, and so we pulled them until they can get that correct, and we can get everything done correctly with that and registration.
Well, what I'm asking is that the final price after everything's installed? Yes.
Yeah, it seems like it's higher than the truck's there. Was there a reason why we went to the Tahoes instead of the trucks? Just whether you requested them?
It'll be a total of 6 hours. I think three are rigged and ready to go. Two are on the road already.
And those are when we originally approved in last year's budget other type of vehicles. We went back and changed that, and we gave them just the amount of money, and they still had to stay within that budgetary dollar to get the difference.
How much for the constable truck? Do you recall? So basically 60,000. Is that rigged out? Mm-hmm. These are $22,000 more.
They added some stuff to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for every three we could get an extra vehicle.
Yeah.
there's any questions, we'll take a motion.
No.
Yeah, those two vehicles are going to be left out, and then she's got to say her part. So if there's not any questions, we'll let it.
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Penny, go.
From the general fund, $704,065.80. Road and Bridge, $430,770.70. Mosquito Control, $4,581.06. Adult Probation, $5,069.90. Airport, $5,896.85. Consolidated Accounts, $326.78. ARPA, $760, for a total payment of $1,151,471.09.
Move to approve the bills, excluding item D and E of agenda item 3.
All right, a motion by 3.
Second.
Second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 4, discussion possible action regarding a line item transfer in road and bridge from 002-573-52520, drainage and ditches of $40,000, to 002-573-53610, large equipment rentals of $40,000. Purpose to cover the cost of rentals through the end of this budget year. That's a motion by 2.
Second.
Second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 5, discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer in the tax office from 001-301-57-57500 for $355 and 001-301-5999 other of $215 and 001-301-5210 of $750 to go to 001-301-5755 repair and construction of $1,320. Purpose to cover repairs for the remainder of the year. And if you want to add to that,
what do we have in a repair over there?
The dial on our bulb.
Oh, that's important.
That's important.
So moved.
You got to have that.
Yeah. Second.
Motion by 2, second by 4. It's good to have that working.
Yeah, it's got to work.
All right. Have motion by 2, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor? All
right.
Item number 6, discussion and possible action warning in line item transfer in the auditor's office from 001-303-54550, travel registration and dues of $1,750 to 001-303-51120. Overtime of $1,750, purpose to provide for overtime due to staff changeover and additional activities at the year end. So, you want to add to that, Penny? It's pretty self-explanatory. A motion by 2. Second.
Second.
Second by 3. And any further discussion? Any opposed? Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding acceptance and filing of minutes of the court of Orange County audited financial report for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2025, as presented by Chris Pruitt of Tilla Brown and Hill. Chris, you're up.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's very nice to be here. Definitely. I was telling Penny earlier, it's July 14th, it's 73 degrees outside, I can't complain. I mean, if I'm wet, that's great. I'd like to thank the court for giving us the opportunity to serve as your auditors for this past year. You should have two documents. I'd like to briefly go over each one, just hit a few highlights, and then answer any questions that you might have over either document or the audit process in general. So, in the annual financial report, the thick report, on page 1, you'll find our independent auditor's report. This report states that the financial statements are the responsibility of the management of the county, and that it's our responsibility to express an opinion. You receive what we call an unmodified opinion. It's the highest opinion that we can give, and it's basically saying that, in our professional opinion, the financial statements are free of material misstatement, and that they can be relied upon by a third party, whoever that third party may be. So, that's what you'd like to see in an independent auditor's report.
last year and didn't believe us anyway.
The on page 4 is a management discussion and analysis. County auditor puts this together. We do check it and make sure that it agrees all of the numbers and everything that's in it needs to be. There's certain things that have to be in it, certain things that can't be in it. We make sure that it meets that criteria. I was afraid this is the cliff notes of the financials. If you're going to read any 5 pages of the report, this is where you'd like to go. Again, it's on page 4. And it is the responsibility of your finance director or your county auditor in this case. So I just wanted to point that out. In regards to the financial statements on page 11, the first question I always get is, how are we doing? And I think a good indicator of that would be your unrestricted or unassigned fund balance in your general fund. It's a really good indicator of how you're doing, health of the county. This balance is $20.5 million, so in relation to your yearly expenditures, which this past year I believe were around $54 million, that would be considered very healthy. So your fund balance is where you would like it to be. Your road and bridge fund is $670. Related to your yearly expenditures, not as strong, but still okay. Certainly not a cost for alarm. It's in good shape. The second thing that I always get is the budget, and that's what everybody loves, the budget. So on page 47, you will find a budget for your general fund. This shows your original budget, your final budget, your actual numbers, and then a variance. I would point out overall, bottom right hand corner, you did have a positive $12 million balance, which is, again, good. Your revenues were short, $16.5 million of what you anticipated, but that's due to grant revenue that you didn't spend or earn that year. That was in excess of $20 million. Accordingly, your expenditures, you spent about $29 million less than you had planned, again, related to those grant expenditures. But all in all, you did have a positive variance. On the very next page, you'll find the same information for your road and bridge funds. You actually took in just shy of $33,000 for the year. You spent $586,000 less than anticipated. You also had a transfer in that you weren't planning on doing. So all in all, you're better off by $2.2 million in that road and bridge fund. So again, good news. It's healthy. The last part of the report I would like to point out begins on page 59. The county receives more than $1 million of federal funding, so you're required to have what we call a single audit. Now what that is a process by which we go in and identify your large grant programs or your high-risk grant programs, and then we do additional test work above and beyond what we normally would do in the course of an audit. So we're kind of zeroing in on those grants, and the feds want to make us make sure that you're in compliance with those grant programs. In case you're curious, we looked at your COVID-19 grants and we looked at your CDBG grants. There are two reports I have to issue. The first one is on 59. This is called the Government Auditing Standards Letter. You might also hear it referred to as the Yellow Book Report. What this is it's a letter stating that we looked at your internal control of your financial reporting and your compliance with various laws, grants, and regulations as it relates to the county as a whole. And what does that mean? These are the things that you would normally think of when you think of an audit. We're looking at your passwords for your computers, what processes you have in place to protect the county's cash, the county's capital assets. I'm happy to say that nothing came up during the audit that we feel could cause a misstatement of the financials, so it's a clean report. Second letter is on page 61. Very similar to the prior letter in that we're talking about internal controls and compliance, but this time we're talking specifically about those grants that we did that test work on. So basically, are you in compliance with the grant? Are those monies going towards things that you're supposed to be spending them on? And again, I'm happy to report nothing came up during our test work of either grant program that would lead us to believe that you're out of compliance with those grants, so it's a clean letter. In case you're curious as to what you received for grant funding for the year, for federal grants at least, I would refer you to page 64 through 65. $11.6 million of federal funding is what you received. It'll show you who it came from at the federal level and then what state agency, if any, that money passed through and how much you spent for the year. Not necessarily received, but what you spent. The following page, on page 66, you also had a state single audit, which mirrors the federal single audit, and you had about $1.2 million of those state grants. The second document that you have is a letter. It's called a letter to those charged with governance, which would be yourselves. And this is just standard letter that we issue every year. There are certain things that I have to go over with you. I've just chosen to put it into a written letter rather than verbally going over all of this stuff. I will say that it touches on our responsibility in relation to the audit, plan scope of the audit, compliance with ethics regarding independent. We are independent from the county. On page 2, I would like to point out a significant risk considered. Prior to the audit, we do have to take a risk-based approach to auditing. So we are trying to identify areas that we think could be of high risk. Management override of controls always is a concern, regardless of who we're auditing, whether it be a corporation or government, a bank. So that's an automatic. And then also, counties' cash is so desegregated, and you've got so many different departments, and it can be pretty complex. So we want to take some extra time to make sure that that's correct as well. I did want to point this out because these are things that we consider prior to the audit. These weren't things that came up during the audit. So I did want to make that clarification for you. Anyway, we also looked at your significant accounting policies, whether or not we had significant difficulties encountered during the audit, which I'm happy to say we did not, disagreements with management, so forth and so on. At the end, there are new accounting pronouncements that are coming down the pike we'd like to bring you up to speed with, so we always put those in there as well. All in all, I think the takeaways are you have an unmodified opinion, so it's a clean opinion. Your budget had variances that were positive, which is good. Fund balance in the general fund is healthy. And we had no findings in regards to your single audit. So at this time, I'd like to field any questions that you might have over either document or the audit process. I know sometimes there's some confusion as to what we do and don't do.
On page 2 of the letter, it says county cash. The county has an unusually large number of bank accounts and multiple depositories and many different signers. That was something you were looking at prior to doing the audit.
Well, we know that county government is like that, so yes.
County government, that's as a norm. That's
right.
Not
correct,
now,
yes.
When I read that the first time, it was like you were saying our county had an unusually large.
Well, it's unusual. It's probably worded poorly. It's unusual compared to all of the entities, cities, school districts, whatever. Any county has an unusual amount of accounts. So, because you've got the sheriff's office and the tax office and the district clerk and the county clerk and all that good stuff, so
that would be usual for a county.
Very usual, yes. You don't have anything that's any other counties shouldn't have. It's just that makes it complicated because you're taking in money from all of these different places. We want to make sure that the money's going in where it needs to be, right, and everything's flowing the way that it should be. Yeah, exactly. So as opposed to a city, you may have 3 or 4 accounts.
Yeah, you could have said counties have an unusually large number.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Kind of pointing the finger at us, and there's some
agree
out there that would take that and run with it.
Yeah, I would actually agree with you. I think that's a good point. We can make that change going forward.
Any other questions? I know it's a lot of work. Thank you, Penny, in your office, and for doing this, Chris.
Sure.
I mean, y'all been doing this for us for several years, and y'all do a good job.
Thank you.
I know it's a long task and stuff. So,
thank you all.
Anything else? All right. So we need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding the acceptance into the official record of continuing education transcript for Octavia Guzman, County Tax Assessor Collector, in accordance with Section 6.231 of the Texas Property Tax Code. Let the record show that Octavia has satisfied the continuing education requirements mandated by the statute. Give us some of your educational
My brain is overflowing with knowledge at this point. But yes, it's just an annual you know, part of TACA is I have to maintain so many hours of continuous education, so I attend two conferences per year, as well as online classes to maintain those hours. So, and they are done before my anniversary.
Excellent. Motion to accept that. Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number nine, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the June 2026 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. David?
Okay, so these are the collections for June. Total collections were $2,926,231.84. Out of that, the county's portion was $428,522.53. Our year-to-date collections for the 2025 tax year is 94.11%. And I think we're pretty average. We're doing good, I think, personally.
Motion by one. Second by four. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion possible action regarding renaming IP Way located at Precinct 1 to Holden Way pursuant to Transportation Code 251.013. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem renaming the same. Commissioner Trahan.
Judge, you're going to have to read that. I got approached by U.S. Gypsum about renaming IP Way. And, of course, they wanted to name it U.S. Gypsum Way. But my desire is to get away from naming it after a company. We've done this a few times on that particular road. And so I did a little research. At the end of the road is Holden Slough. And so I figured what we'd do is we'd name it Holden Way since it has a geographical tie to Holden Slough, and we'd get away from renaming this road in another 10 years.
All right. I will read this. So it says, whereas Section 251.013 of the Texas Transportation Code authorizes the Commissioner's Court of a county by written order to name located wholly or partially within an unincorporated areas of the county. And whereas the county road known as IP Way is located wholly in an unincorporated area of Precinct 1 in Orange County, Texas. And whereas the business entity after which IP Way was named is no longer operating in Orange County, and whereas the Commissioner's Court has determined that renaming the road is appropriate at this time, now therefore be it ordered that the road previously known as IP Way in Precinct 1 is hereby changed to Holden Way, passed and approved by unanimous vote of the Orange County Commissioner's Court on this day, if I have a motion.
So moved.
Second by one, second by three. Any four, I'm sorry. Close enough. Do I have any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thought it was a great opportunity for Gauthier Way. I couldn't get it passed.
I was going for Toronto Trace. I didn't get that either.
Yep. Nope. All right, thank you.
It's so far out there, nobody knowing.
Nobody knows.
Come on, Ed. Part of the county. Don't forget it.
All right. Item number 11, and possible action regarding a resolution and certificate consenting to the application of the Mauriceville Municipal Utility District MUD to amend the Certificate of Convenience and Necessity to include additional areas as shown in Exhibit A within Orange County. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. I think Brad was not here. He had another, I think, coinciding event. But do you want to have any, do you have anyone add to it? It's just...
Why don't you ask a question?
All right. If not, I think we've had this on, just trying to discuss where we need to go with it. It's a long, long resolution, so we will not read it.
So moved.
Into, so
I'll suck at that.
All right.
And Judge, though my words are few today, I'm going to say a few.
Yeah, about this one.
We worked with the Morris Utilities District quite a bit on extending utilities throughout the county in places that were either underserved or not served at all. And so it's good to see them keep expanding. And hopefully at some point in time they can actually extend water services in the kind of states that we can get into one of the more poorly operated water services that we have. That's all.
Doing a good job of getting all that cleaned up out there, so yeah. Hard work, I know. All right, so I have a motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And read item 12. It's a similar deal. So discussion and possible action regarding a resolution to recognize and support the efforts of the Mauriceville Municipal Utility District to apply for and receive funding through the Texas Water Development Board's Water Supply and Infrastructure Grant Program to reduce water loss, conserve water supply, repair infrastructure, and other activities necessary to ensure high water quality is available to residents served by the system in the area depicted in Exhibit A. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. And similar, they're looking to try to expand and just needed our support in that effort.
Motion.
But again, it is a very long so we're going to have to read all that. So who is my motion? I'm sorry. Three
was the second.
Three was the second. Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'd like to thank y'all as well. It's nice to have community partners that are trying to better the community, and y'all are doing a great job of that. They've recently replaced and repaired over 60 fire hydrants in their service area. Installed quite a few new ones. Appreciate y'all doing all of that.
I'm just making sure I got all that we got.
Anybody else? Do we all have to sign this one?
No, this is the one. No, there's just, I got to sign seven copies and so to bring so we can do that. But it's all, make sure I've got all the, make sure there's no additional signatures necessary other than ours. Okay, yeah, we can do those after the fact.
Before we get started, I sure hope he's not coming to ask for more money.
He jumped right on that real excited.
The same could be said for everyone.
Well, I'd like to thank the court for funding these projects.
Item number 13 is discussion and possible action received in act upon projects as presented by the maintenance department. Mr. Gidry, you up?
Judge, commissioners, we don't have a big list. We wrapped up all our electrical work on the lighting and the receptacles inside the lean-to at 1442. We're installing the air conditioning part right now. Then as soon as we get finished with that, we'll be doing the spray foam insulation inside. Then we'll be done with that building. We started back on our pod buildings, fixing the cut-throughs for the restrooms and the storage in the kitchen areas. So that's what we're working on right now at Precinct 2. And right now we have a bunch of ACs that we have issues with. We get finished with some of the ACs, and we got Bluebird when they get the pavilion built, and then we'll be going over there to do some picnic tables and barbecue pits and installations over there. That's about it.
Well, thank you for everything you do. I'm not going to divulge too much into all that because then you'll be asking for the money.
One question I did have, we're going to pour some more concrete at the pods.
Here comes the more money.
Actually, that part is put into the budget. You weren't here on the budget workshop on that. Those funds were put in there for all four pop buildings.
Okay. Haven't been approved yet.
Yes.
The request is there.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't leave it out.
October.
Yes, sir.
That's a song.
Sound like a country song.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Kurt.
Item number 14, discussion and possible action receiving act upon projects as presented by the Road and Bridge Department. Tracy.
I talked to him this morning. He's not going to make it today. He said the basically the only thing he had to report today was that they had had 97 bridge openings and 97 bridge closings. And that project was done, and there is a concern about if we're going to try to be reimbursed for any of that overtime money from that company out if they're done. If it's too late for us to try to get that or not.
We'll work on it because they had agreed to do that. So.
Yeah.
Agreed. Well, it would be a text out facility.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't say the bridge without me saying that.
So. All right. So we will go to solution. Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding recognizing and accepting the Veterans Office Quarterly Progress Report as presented by the Orange County Veterans Service Officer. Mr. Montgomery, you are up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Orange County Veterans Service Office continues to secure thousands of dollars in VE benefits each quarter for veterans and their families. These benefits include service-connected disabilities, compensation, DIC, and pension benefits, helping improve the financial well-being of recipients while bringing federal dollars into the local economy. The Southeast Texas Stand-Down held on Friday, May the 15th, was a great success for our veterans. This event brought together community organizations and services provided to connect veterans with essential resources. I completed the required hours to stay accredited at the 26th Texas Veterans Commission Claims Conference that was held in San Marcos on May the 26th and 27th through the 28th. The Beaumont Outpatient Clinic is currently out of operation. They're in modular buildings due to significant roof damage at this facility, and they really don't know when they're going to get back into the facility. The Texas Veterans Commission will require all veteran service officers to go to host viral Board of Veteran Appeals hearings in their offices. They usually do this in Houston, but now they're trying to get it in the VCSOs, Veteran County Service Officers. This will allow veterans to attend their hearings at their local VSO rather than traveling to Houston Regional Office, making the process more convenient and improving access to appeals hearing. To support this plan, we have requested an additional computer dedicated solely for this virtual hearings. We don't know how this is going to work. It's kind of wide open at this point, but they're trying to get Houston's trying to back away from getting veterans to go to Houston for these viral hearings because they can do it. They can do it on one computer. We just have, there's a lot more responsibility to the veteran service officer. What's that?
When is that going to start?
That's the thing. It's still wide open. I heard this in the conference, and they're saying this is what's going to happen. We're going to be.
We don't know yet.
Yeah. It's going to go to the Board of, so I'll be on Board of Veteran Appeals. Whenever this process
computer,
it's basically it's basically over a computer. We talk to the judge. I'm the representative of that veteran, and we talk to basically a veterans supervisor.
Do you have money in your budget to purchase the new computer now?
I think so. I think we do.
Lisa, do you have money in your budget?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not sure how this is going to work, so I'm just kind of
time frame. Until we know the time frame, I don't know if it's something that we can put into the next year's budget. We have time for that, but
right,
depending on when they're going to start that. Okay, if you need further information.
Well, that's the thing. There's no further information. We were just told this.
We don't have a computer around.
Yeah, there's nothing special about it other than it needs to have a camera and a speaker to it. Yeah, any kind of computer will help.
Okay.
Hey, Judge, is this going to change anything as far as the layout of the potential?
My next.
No, there's always that extra
Counselor.
That extra office that we're going to have anyway for another VCSO if needed.
All right. So I think it would be safe to make the assumption you're not having increased foot traffic in that building now with that?
Yes.
Any idea how many of those a month or a year possibly are taking place now that would be moving into your office?
Could take, I mean, these Board of Veteran Appeals could take up to 2 years to even get in front of the judge. So sometimes it's 15, and then sometimes it's 2.
Let's wait 2 years before we can get one.
Yeah, yeah. It takes this process. And Houston's kind of, TVC especially, is kind of backing away and putting more responsibility on the VCSOs, which is fine. We can do it. But, yeah, that's what they were...
Well, it's fine until it gets to the point where you need more people and you have to come to us and ask for more people.
Well, yeah.
Unfunded mandates, basically. We're not going to do it in Houston anymore. You're going to do it at the office in Orange. In the county, you've got to pay for it. I mean, I don't mind paying for it or something like that, but...
Well, that's my next thing. I would like to begin the process of Jenny Wolford obtaining her accreditation. The first step will be for her to attend the Texas Veterans Commission virtual team, so she'll get her training online for the following required in-person training at a later date. I would like her to start attending the annual TVC Claims Conference each year as required to maintain current on changes to the veterans' benefits, laws, policies, and claim procedures to keep her yearly accreditation hours. This ongoing training will strengthen our office's ability to provide quality service to the veterans and their families. So I'm kind of stepping up and putting Jenny and getting her accredited under me.
And yes, would this one be more appropriate under a budget item, wouldn't it?
Not right.
I think you're just giving us information.
I'm just trying to give y'all information because at this point we're just trying to get her, and most of it's virtual, so it's not. Yeah, that would be a next year.
Okay.
Yeah, the conference is already over, and it won't be till next year. Yeah. Anything else?
What's the point of getting her accredited? Does that do more? Tell me what that does.
It gets her to sign off on forms. She has to have me sign off on forms, and for right now, I'm kind of a lot of times out of the pocket because of hitting the MD Anderson a lot. So it would be helpful for her to, yes, it's kind of for preparation, for her to be able to make signatures.
I don't want you to have to get into your personal stuff. I mean, all that, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Item number 16, discussion of possible action regarding Orange County's participation in the Clean Water Act non-funded source grant program. And Mr. Hardwings, what up?
Judge, Commissioners, this is that 319 grant, which is an EPA grant. We are currently participating in it now from 2 years ago. This is the second year. We're partnering with that through Texas A&M. They're the ones that are actually writing the grant, and it's us and several other coastal counties. The last one was for improvement of on-site systems to put in new systems in these certain areas. That's currently being done. None have been put in the ground yet, but we're still working on through that. And this second one, they would like to do build some kind of a program that's standardized statewide that for reporting of these systems and tracking of them. And so they're asking our participation in that. All they need from us, they haven't even applied for this yet, so we may not get it, but as a letter of commitment from the judge. The commitment on our part would be in kind, and they're asking for $10,000 a year for 3 years, but it's all in kind, no money up front for our billed hours. No,
motion but one.
Second.
Second but three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. And if you all want to take a look at that list, and if you have any questions or concerns.
Yeah. Joe, let's start with the laptop you sent in.
This is pretty old.
Pretty old.
Does it have a working camera?
It's over 2 years old.
Purchase date was 2017.
So moved.
Does it have a camera?
Sorry, who was the motion first? So a motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
No.
Yeah. A I mean, at some point, we got to let those old computers go. We just got to let them go. All right, number 18, discussion and possible action regarding the destruction of the following items. Again, you can read the list.
So move.
Look at them. You have any questions?
Number one, the best business plan in the world.
Three.
I'm telling you, it's like every court we're having to get rid of some of them.
Yeah. All right. Now, motion by Tuesday. Discussion. Not all in favor. Any opposed? Item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFP 26002-8 fire extinguisher inspection, fire panel inspection, fire sprinkler inspection, hood suppression inspection, fire pump inspection, FM 200 fire suppression inspection, pressure test, and door fan test for Orange County. Action by the court shall include proof for the Orange County judge and Judge Pro Tem to sign the same. Michelle, you got anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
Can you repeat that three times?
Motion by three.
Second.
Second by four. All right. Not any further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for grant administration services for the county's SFY 2026-2027. Flood Infrastructure Fund Grant Program from the Texas Water Development Board under RFP 26006. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee. I need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Now we need a committee.
I'll volunteer.
I will too, Judge.
All right. Have.
I'll give you a break, Kurt. And I know Johnny's now. Can't predict Johnny.
Commissioner Viator. All right.
Joel.
Of course, Joel.
Looking down.
Oh, he had his hand way in there.
Morgan.
Morgan.
Evening, Dan.
James Scales.
Poor James.
Did somebody say poor James?
He enjoyed it.
All right, so we have Commissioner Sal, Commissioner Viator, Lord Wayne Morgan, and Scouts. Our committee, be good there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we move to item number 21, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for grant administration services for the county's mitigation reallocation program grant from the Texas General Land Office under RFP 26007. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee.
Looks like that same committee works, Judge.
So moved.
Have a motion by two, a second by three.
I agree with you.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Similar stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go with the same committee. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're just doing both at the same time.
All right.
We got to get Johnny well so that we don't have to, we can just put these back down.
Put them back down.
So I can tote my load.
There you go. Item 22. Yeah. Discussion and possible action regarding the consideration or for consideration the acceptance and approval of AT&T dedicated internet pricing schedule for Orange County. This contract will allow us to keep the internet connection that we have at the Expo Center as a backup. Possible action may include authorized county judge and judge for attempt to sign the same said contract. Ms. Lisa, you are up.
Judge, commissioners, this is, we switched everything over to Spectrum. So basically, this would be the only thing we would have left with AT&T. It's just an internet connection out at the Expo in case when we have a disaster or something, for some reason the AT&T, I mean, the Spectrum stuff goes down, we could switch over to AT&T and still have phone and internet capabilities. But
well, if Spectrum goes down, AT&T is probably going to be down too, wouldn't you think?
Well, it depends on, you know, what it is. If it's a fiber cut, they could cut the Spectrum fiber and not the AT&T fiber. I mean, there's different scenarios.
Starling, yeah. What's the cost of this?
It is $763.27 a month. Right now we're paying $1,300 roughly.
Okay.
because I haven't disconnected it yet, but so if we sign a contract, it'll be $763 a month.
And we're paying $1,300 right now?
Mm-hmm.
This is just as a backup.
How much are we paying for spectrum?
Oh, I don't have that off the top of my head. I mean, it's more than that, but.
So we're basically paying $8,000 a month for a backup to a phone system. I mean, $8,000 a year.
A year, yeah, I was going to say. Ooh, boy, yeah.
Math ain't math.
It might not be available when we need it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to have a backup system of some type.
I mean, yeah, it's not the best solution, but it is a solution, so. And if you're in a disaster, you don't have time to come up with, you know.
Does StormLink offer any kind of service like that? Because then we'd know we'd have a wireless satellite.
Does who?
Starlink.
Oh, Starlink. I have looked into Starlink. I'm having trouble getting people to get back with me.
Judge, how about you just call Elon?
I've called several different places, and I've gotten with Starlink themselves. So I don't. I mean, I can try again to get pricing on that. if you want me to do that, and then.
Well, my thought was you might not even have to activate anything if you had
hardware
in place. Service. Then you could activate it when you needed it. You know, maybe.
Yeah.
It's save some money.
Yeah. So like on this contract, I know that we're. You know, is it a yearly contract? Is it a contract that if we were to do something for 3 months while you because I know we have to have something in place.
Yeah, I mean we can keep paying this for right now because this is a 3 year I think contract. So
if we were to continue with this for sign this one and then in 3 months after doing some research because I do think that we need to look into the Starlink stuff because I know that they have some pretty good applications.
I mean, I would probably not sign this right now because you don't want to get into a 3 year thing.
Well, that's what I was asking. Does this have a time limit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 3 years, 36 months.
We would want to substitute for, but I think that we need to. I think they have some pretty good options on stuff, and they are.
I mean, it would be a different, satellite. So, I mean.
Satellite, but I think it has some really good options that they're putting out there now. For applications like this, because during disaster and stuff, I know that some of the most recent ones that we've talked to some of the people about, Starlink was their only way. So I think it takes a look. So you want to just no action on this one at this time is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's right. I think we need a little bit more information. See, if that's viable and something we can do, I think it's a better option for us.
Okay. I'll look into it.
No action is at this point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 23, closed meeting pursuant to section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code, deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect. The Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in the near territory of Orange County. And with what Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations or deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive to such a business prospect under section 551.087. of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Megan, you are up.
Okay, we just need staff, Octavia, the court, and legal with recording.
We are going to close at 10:48. Return to open meeting. Take any action deemed necessary based upon discussion in closed meeting.
I recommend no action at this time.
No action, so we are open at 11:22 for no action. And we will go to item number 25, which is closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551 to discuss with the Assistant County Attorney one or more discreet and unrelated matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as to seek, retrieve information and advice from the Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney to the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise, who would
just
you like?
Court myself and without recording.
Yeah, turn on all
everybody's going?
Going to return to open meeting at 11:49 for any action deemed necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
Okay, no action. All right. So then we will go to item number 27, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed memorandum of understanding regarding the use of county vehicles in each of the constable precincts. Ms. Denise, you're up again.
I would simply ask that the court approve it based on the changes that we discussed in closed session, which I will present to you guys.
Okay. All right.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by...
Oh, I'm sorry, and authorize the county judge. Did I say authorize the county judge?
No, you did.
Okay,
authorize
I would ask
county
that
judge
you authorize the county judge to sign.
Or pro tem judge.
Or judge pro tem. Sorry.
The motion by three, second by four.
Go.
Any further discussion? All in favor? All right, now, item number 28, which I've been trying to do for the last 30 minutes, discussion of possible action regarding the adjournment commission's board meeting. I have a motion by who? Four. Second by three. Any further discussion? All approved, and we are adjourned at 7:50.
I was going to vote no, just...